KFM Sunday Business Show
with Avantcard. Get Ireland's first personalised pricing rates made for you.
And they're still coming in on the text, on the emails. Just a sad day, said somebody. Sincerely sorry the show's finishing, guys, said somebody. We'll miss you terribly, said somebody. As a small business owner, I'm so upset to hear SBS has been dropped by Today FM, says somebody. Absolutely devastated, says somebody, etc., etc. Thank you so much for the support. Listen, I have only about 4 minutes to talk to Ciarán Murtagh, who is chairman of ISME, the Small and Medium Enterprise Organisation. Good morning, Ciarán.
Good morning, Conal. How are you?
I am not good, but there you go. Tell us. How do you feel about this?
Well,
look, I'm putting you under pressure now.
Yeah, it is putting me
There's only one thing to say.
Pressure. Well, I suppose, chairman of ISME, obviously I'm devastated to hear about the Sunday Business Show being axed. But I suppose on a personal level, I look after a company called Shamer to Precast. And whether the Sunday Business Show started, I think, 18 years ago.
And
back then we had about 120 people working, and today we've about 420. So I'm not sure how much credit I can give to the SBS.
Oh, come on. It's my last day. We had a lot to do with it. And what's more is you took our advice and you've got off the island. You have units overseas now, haven't you?
Yeah, we have two factories in Ireland and one in the UK. And we have actually a design office in Portugal now.
Why would you have set up a design office in Portugal as a matter of interest?
Well, I think I flagged it a couple of years ago, the shortage of engineers in Ireland.
Yeah.
And back during the recession, people didn't encourage their children to go into construction and to go into engineering. And so this has created a huge bottleneck now with engineers.
Now, there is a problem, and we're being serious here for a second. For the SMEs, we're going to run out of employees, and they're going to be hoovered up by the larger companies that can pay better. It's a big problem coming down the tracks for the SMEs. What are they going to do? What's ISME going to do?
What is ISME going to do? I mean, look, I was at the National Economic Dialogue this week, and there was a lot of talk about productivity and how do we get more productivity from SMEs. And that's not easy to do, but I suppose we all have to try and work a little bit smarter and challenge ourselves to try and maybe do a little bit more with fewer people. So I think a lot of this is around education, and I think ISME has called on the government already to give some tax breaks to entrepreneurs to educate themselves.
That has to be the next thing, and not just the entrepreneurs, but the employees. We have got to upskill.
Yeah, we have got to upskill.
And America's destroyed itself by not educating their people.
That's right. And I would have to give a little bit of credit to Enterprise Ireland here, because they do work really, really well with those sort of middle-tier companies that are already exporting. And they have the Leadership for Growth, they have the International Selling Programme. But who looks after the Irish companies that are not exporting, and how do we get those people onto an Enterprise Ireland type program where they can actually start exporting?
Well, if you are concerned about that as an issue, people should join ISME, the organization for the smaller companies, and try to get your voice heard, because it's like people said about the building problem is going to face us in 6 years ago. 6 years ago, about the building problem, we have it. There's no ifs. There won't be enough employees in this economy.
There won't. There just won't. But ISME. One of the most important things there's people, other people around the country that are going through the same problems that you have, and ISME is there at the end of the line to sort of help with all.
Are you going to talk to us about the end of the Sunday Business Show?
The end of the Sunday Business Show. But is it just typical of what we do in Ireland? The whole way through the recession, we needed the Sunday Business Show. We needed to hear those positive stories about how companies were meeting the challenge and going so much further. And today, what do? We axe one of, personally for me, it was just, it was so good and so encouraging every morning, every Sunday morning, no matter what sort of a week you've had those encouraging stories about the business behind the brand and just those amazing stories about how people got off the island. And I'm devastated to hear that it's going to be, not going to be on today.
Ciarán Murtagh, I didn't know you were going to say that. Thank you, and I really appreciate it on behalf of all of Team SBS, all 18 years of it. Thank you so much.
Just one little thing that you do is just around disability, and again, we would have had those great stories. And it's been really good over the years anyway to hear about those, and encouraging for people to try to employ people with disabilities.
Cool. Ciarán Murtagh, chairman of ISME and also entrepreneur himself. Thank you so much.
Today FM's Sunday Business Show
with Avantcard. Get Ireland's first personalised pricing rates made for you.